3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody.
This is Y'all Heard, a podcast where me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips,
are not related.
And we welcome you to a wonderland of topics that will illuminate the recesses of your mind and give you new things that you could bring up in different conversations. If only they weren't so either weirdly specific, kind of disturbing, a little bit out there, or sometimes just generally badly researched.
Yeah, I usually do out there and weird and badly researched.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my husband said, "What are you doing?" And then I said what my topic was, and he just said, "Yeah, have fun with that," and moved to another room. So, anyway.
Yeah.
In other words, we tell you things you didn't know you needed to know.
That Marissa is, like, halfway across the room.
I'm sorry. I tried to put more coffee in my cup and think I could do it discreetly, and then I was like, I can't do that discreetly. Okay. Anyway, how are you, Pete?
I would like to use my time, my how are you time, to thank Michael Vinos for remembering my birthday and sending me a happy birthday email.
Nice.
I'm not shaming anybody else who listens to the show. I'm just thanking him.
I would also like it to be known that I also remembered Pete's birthday in case
but that's expected.
No one remembers his birthday but Mike Vinos. Just
but aside from you and Mike Vinos, not many other people.
Aww, boo.
I turned 42, which is a factor of 7. It's 7 times 6. And following numerology, that means I will have luck, perfection, and completeness times love, care, and balance.
Nice. And yes, I didn't know how old you turned, but I didn't know if I was allowed to ask.
Yeah.
But thanks.
Old.
Yeah.
How about you, Marissa? You're old too, but...
Shut up. I'm fine.
But you don't look it.
Yeah, I'm fine. No, I don't really have anything exciting to say at all.
What did you do for St. Patrick's Day this year?
When was that? Yesterday?
Yeah, Monday.
Monday? Nothing. Somebody texted me, "Are you wearing green today?" But someone, a cynical person, that was like, "Oh, you wear green today?" And I was like, in my mind, I was like, I work from home. Who cares if we're green? Like, I'm sorry. Someone just texted me, "Segregation is back," with a screenshot. And boy, am I afraid to open that screenshot after this episode. Woof. Yeah, so I didn't do anything. My family across the board seems to all eat corned beef and cabbage.
Gross.
In honor of, what'd you say?
It's gross.
Oh, I like corned beef. You don't like corned beef?
I don't like cabbage.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I've only had a corned beef sandwich. And I ate the whole thing and that was the first time I ever got acid reflux.
Hmm.
And I haven't had a day without it since.
Oh, the other day. Man. So I'm on a very high dose of omeprazole, a dose that's going to become problematic as I'm older, to which I keep going, I'm on a really high dose. Should we do something about that? Because when you read on the internet, it says that if you're on a high dose for a year, you should look to get off of it. And I've been on a mega high dose, now a sort of high dose, for about 8 years. But
have you had a scope or anything?
I did an endoscopy many years ago. I almost had a butt scope. I got a colonoscopy the other day. But yeah, I just had a doctor appointment today. She was like, "You got an endoscopy again?" And I was like, "No." And she was just like, "Oh." I was like, "Yeah, I don't know." She was like, "What did your gastroenterologist say about all this omeprazole?" I was like, "She just said, we'll keep an eye on it," which means nothing. Anyway, my point was, I forget I should care because I'm on just so much omeprazole. I could just throw caution to the wind because I don't remember what heartburn feels like, or I haven't for a while. But I finally got heartburn for the first time in a while the other day because I drank, it was decaf, but I drank 2 cups of decaf coffee like an hour before I went to bed, and then ate a whole bunch of Nashville hot chicken potato chips. Like together. So yeah, that was fun. That's how I am.
Icebreaker.
Marissa, I don't know if you saw, but I saw it like 700 times in my news feed. Tracy Morgan puked out of Knicks game.
Oh no.
Yeah. So recently Tracy Morgan puked at a New York Knicks game. At his courtside seats at Madison Square Garden.
Poor guy.
He later explained that he had food poisoning. Ticketsmarter.com, which is a clever play on Ticketmaster, I might say, reports that a courtside seat at a Knicks game costs an average of $1,800. If you were a celebrity, I have two questions for you. Actually, I have
I'm sorry. They cost more if you're not a celebrity?
No. I'm putting you in the role of, being a celebrity.
Okay.
Sick. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I actually have three questions for you. The first question, if you were a celebrity and you had to puke in public where people would see it and probably take pictures, where would you puke? The second question, if you were a celebrity and you had $1,800 for a ticket to something, what would it be to? And then the third question is, if you're a celebrity and you have extreme food poisoning, why are you going to the Knicks game? Answer in any order you'd like.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to start with the last one to just say, sometimes you really don't, like, it comes on so... Well, okay. I'm going to assume he doesn't know 100% if it was food poisoning versus, like, the stomach flu, which I... Whatever. Which you sometimes don't know until it's coming on. Me and Aaron drove, I don't know if I said this on the show, I might have already. Me and Aaron drove all the way to Washington, D.C., and an hour after arriving, he suddenly had the stomach flu and started diarrhea and throwing up. We wouldn't have went to D.C. if we knew he had that. So, like, maybe Tracy got there, then it started coming on. So, Pete, don't assume he just went with stomach.
I've never had that before.
Oh, well, yeah, it seems to happen to Aaron a lot. I hope he never
never
told everyone he was pooping the other day, huh?
I can't say I've never had food poisoning that made me throw up, but I've never
I threw up in a car on the way to Atlantic City once, so yeah, that's how it happens.
I guess I've never had puke come on that fast.
Yeah, I have.
Without feeling sick beforehand.
I don't know if I should say this. The time I got it and started puking uncontrollably, we were on our way to Atlantic City to meet someone who I won't mention. Green card wife. And I was supposed to...
I thought you were going to say the chicken man.
No. Anyway, I'm going to stop my statement because it gets darker. So, but yeah, anyway. I didn't go and things went downhill. Because I ended up having to go back home and not go to Atlantic City. But had I went, I would have saved people a lot of hardship, I feel. Anyway, I want to throw up in front of a roller coaster, but not on it.
Okay. I like that.
And you answer the other questions while I think about the third one I didn't answer yet.
I feel like if I'm a celebrity, these are going to be somewhat contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a celebrity and I have to puke in public, where people are going to see, I either want it to be like a paparazzi picture where I'm puking in a park.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Or at like a red carpet event. And I puke on the carpet.
Ew, that's disgusting. Then everyone has to see it. Why do you want to do that? It's gross.
Because everyone's going to see it, so I may as well, you know, make it big.
Oh, I at least wanted to be somewhere where it's, like, appropriate. Also, like, where you could, like, just avoid it on the red carpet. I feel like other people are going to see it, then other people are going to start puking, and it's going to cause a domino effect.
Oh, that's cool and gross.
Yeah, that's really gross.
Related, possibly, if I had $1,800 for a ticket to something, I think that it would be a charity event.
Okay. Why? Just because you want to seem like
seems
you're
like
nice?
A lot of money for like a couple hours of time. Maybe a ticket to a high class hooker.
I want
sex
see...
worker, excuse me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not as nice as Pete. I want to sit really close to see The Cure, but I assume the tickets are sold on Ticketmaster and the price goes up really high and it's going to cost $1,800. Mm-hmm. So that's it. It's not very exciting. I couldn't think of anything. Cause like I don't even know if I'd want to go to an award show, but award shows and shits like that, like, you don't pay for it. I assume you get invited. So, yeah.
But maybe you could, like, buy it off of somebody who's, like, an editor's wife.
I want to buy a ticket to the Met Gala, which you definitely, like, I think you might have to pay to go, but you have to be invited to go. So I want to go uninvited to the Met Gala. There we go. And really piss off what's-her-face, bitch.
Yeah, you're going to be, like, your ticket is going to basically be you paying to be somebody else's date that night.
Can you even take a date to the Met Gala? I don't think you can.
No, you can. Yeah.
Okay. I think you take the designer who dresses you. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going to pay to pretend I'm a designer who dresses someone. I don't know. Too many questions, Pete. It's hard. I have no segue. I'm not going to pretend.
Speaking of vomit, what are you going to talk about now?
I'm going to talk about... Well, okay. So in case you didn't know, which if you've listened to more than one episode, you probably know. I'm very much... Maybe not. Maybe I don't talk about it as much as I think I do. I'm very much into learning about QAnon. I don't like to say I'm very much into QAnon because I feel like I need to then explain that I'm not like pro QAnon.
Right.
But I'm very much into learning about QAnon. I think like Q, the Anons, and the surrounding culture are all. Well, no, Q is considered the person who created the drops, and the Anons.
The Anons are stupid.
Yeah. The Anons and the surrounding culture are incredibly like dangerous and have contributed to the fiery mess that is our society. But, like most things that are dangerous and dark, I want to know all I can about them. Mm-hmm. So, like,
go back to our dark web episodes.
I don't even know. I don't know anything.
She would not give up on the dark web, no matter how many people were being, you know, hired to murder somebody on there. She's like, I still want to get on there.
Yeah. Well, this is related to the dark web. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I religiously listened to... a podcast called the QAA podcast, which I highly recommend, that focuses on conspiracy theories and like cursed online communities. And I'm currently reading a very good, very harrowing book called The Quiet Damage, which follows five families and chronicles their downfall due to the influence of QAnon drops. Now, all of this
Look at
is
me,
said,
I read books.
Shut up! All of this is said, I'm saying it to say that I was very surprised when I recently saw the term frazzle drip the other day in reference to another QAnon conspiracy, and I was like, what is that? I don't know what that is. So I was recently visiting Washington, D.C. Again, I forget what I talked about on the pod. And I was planning to go to a punk show at the venue Comet Ping Pong. And Comet Ping Pong is the pizza place and live music venue that's connected to the QAnon conspiracy called Pizzagate.
Oh, so was it a music venue during Pizzagate?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I thought it was like some sort of response to, you know, the location being...
being crazy, so like at least lean into its...
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it was always... they have ping pong tables and a venue and pizza. So to those who are unfamiliar, who I thought was no one, I thought everyone knew who Pizzagate was. Who? Not who. Who? What Pizzagate was. My husband had no idea what Pizzagate meant.
Okay. Pizzagate, I could see him leaving the room now.
Yeah. Pizzagate is a conspiracy theory that went viral during the 2016 U.S. presidential election cycle, which falsely claimed that the New York City Police Department had discovered a pedophilia ring linked to the members of the Democratic Party. In March 2016, the personal email account of John Podesta, who is Hillary Clinton's campaign chair was hacked and WikiLeaks published these emails. Proponents of the Pizzagate conspiracy then falsely claimed that these emails contained coded messages, like references to pizza, that connected several high-ranking Democratic Party officials and U.S. restaurants with an alleged human trafficking and child sex ring. One of the places involved was Comet Ping Pong in Washington, D.C. And this conspiracy theory gained traction online until it finally went off the rails and a man from North Carolina traveled all the way to Comet Ping Pong to
investigate. In the name of justice.
Yeah, in the name of justice. And he fired a rifle inside the restaurant. He expected to save all the children there. Thankfully, he was arrested and no one was hurt. He is dead now, but for something unrelated. anyway.
That's what you think.
But yeah, sadly, I wasn't able to go. Plans got changed. I didn't get to see my Pizzagate Mecca. But anyway, my point is, I know all about Pizzagate. But the thing is, Frazzle Drip is like an offshoot of Pizzagate. And I was like, how the fuck don't I know what Frazzle Drip is? Do you know what Frazzle Drip is?
No, I was actually wondering what other conspiracies were about, but, you know, like a couple of other examples, but so this might be fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is considered an offshoot just because it also has to do with, like, child sex trafficking and a pedophilia, like, sex ring.
Good. So get the kids in the room, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can listen to this around the hearth.
This one does not have to do with pizza. Anyway, so...
Coded messages, though, about pedophilia in emails. Do you have any idea how they tried to create this code?
So, man, maybe I should have done it on Pizzagate. I just assume, like, people knew
about it. No, I'm just, like, if somebody's like, hey, you want to get some pepperoni pizza later...
They just,
like,
there
pepperoni
are
pizza
a lot of...
is code for a certain type of child.
If I remember correctly,
a young Italian boy.
There were a lot of references to pizza for some reason, and they just decided.
Government.
They just decided.
I imagine they have pizza parties every day if you work for the government.
Yeah, again, I think they just decided that pizza meant children. Anyway,
just like they decided that what furniture meant children on Wayfair.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if you've heard about Frazzle Drip, I'm sorry. This will be nothing new. After I looked into it, I realized that I had seen one of the screenshots before. But
if you want to do us a favor, pause the show right now. Think about it. You kind of know what Marissa has told you already. Call us at 570-PODWAD1 and tell us what you think Frazzle Drip means before she starts talking about it.
Honestly, it sounds like something in the game Five Nights at Freddy's. I will
tell
you that.
It sounds like a secret menu item on Starbucks menu.
It sounds like so much... Well, I mean, I was thinking so much more stupid than what it is, but no, what it is sounds real stupid, too. Anyway, so if you haven't heard about this, get ready for something. This is a story that deals with Hillary Clinton, Anthony Weiner, who, if you don't remember, the former Democratic congressman who was jailed in 2017 for sexting with a minor, and Huma Abedin, who was Weiner's former wife and longtime Hillary Clinton aide. So, the Frazzle Drip story originated on a conspiracy site called Your News Wire, which is now known as News Punch, in April 2018. Here's the story. I'm going to read it mostly verbatim, just because I want you to see like how weirdly it was presented, but not entirely verbatim, because there's just weird nonsense in there. Also, the word rape is just used, like, thrown around, like, casually, and it was jarring. I changed the wording in some places. So, this is the quote-unquote news story on Your News Wire, reported in 2018. Headline is, horrific Hillary Clinton snuff film circulating on dark web. Here's the story. An extreme snuff film featuring Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin sexually assaulting and mutilating a prepubescent girl is circulating on the dark web, according to sources familiar with the material. The video, codenamed Frazzle Drip, has been circulating on the dark web since Monday, according to, quote, reliable sources, who have viewed the material and confirmed the content is, quote, worse than any nightmare. The people who are coming back from viewing the tape are just not the same. Many people are unable to watch the video due to the horrific nature of the content, according to sources familiar with the tape. In the video, they take a little girl and they fillet her face, according to reports, and then they take turns wearing the little girl's face like a mask. It is believed they were terrorizing the young girl, deliberately causing the child's body to release adrenochrome into her bloodstream before bleeding her out and drinking the blood during a satanic ritual sacrifice. Adrenochrome is an oxidation product of adrenaline that is extracted from a living donor's adrenal gland. According to those familiar with the elite's drug of choice, the high from adrenochrome is, quote, intense and exotic. It is understood the Frazzle Drip video file was recovered from Anthony Weiner's laptop, located in a folder titled, quote, life insurance. Are you following so far? Because this is so out of control.
I like that part.
I know. Reliable sources familiar with the dark web claim the snuff tape was dropped by an unknown user and began circulating early last week. In theory, the dark web allows users and website owners to remain anonymous and operate untraceably. However, due to the highly sensitive nature and illegal nature of the video content, extreme caution is advised when dealing with this file. Ownership and distribution of a video of this nature is illegal and could result in jail time for those attempting to spread the word about the sickening discovery. And then this article ends with a completely unattributed quote. The quote says, quote, "This is a nightmarish snuff film featuring the mutilation and sexual assault of a young girl. If you come across this video, do not download it and do not forward it to anyone. You will be punished severely by the law. Is this a trap for those among us who are desperate to bring HRC to justice?" It's HRC. I don't know.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh, you're right. Anything is possible at this point. But from what we can see, the video is real. But you must be very, very careful.
So it sounds like they didn't watch the video.
Yes, it's out, the person reporting this story is reporting it as if they have just heard about the video.
Okay. I mean, I'd go shooting up a restaurant for that.
What'd you say?
I'd go shoot up a restaurant over that.
Well, no, Pete. They shot up the restaurant due to Pizzagate, not to Frazzle Drip. But anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, side note, adrenochrome is a very real chemical compound produced by the oxidation of adrenaline. That was like the only truthful thing of that story. But the rumor that global elites torture children to harvest this compound from their blood, which they then inject in themselves to either get high or stay young and beautiful, I would say is false. Though I don't have proof that it's false, but I'm going to say it's false. And another obvious, I would assume obvious point to stress is that this video is not real, it does not exist, and this story is fake and made up. But that did not stop the story from spreading and growing. So despite the obvious fakeness to me of this whole story and video, purported frames from the video were circulated to back the claims. According to Snopes, some of the images that were circulated came from a YouTube video originally posted on April Fool's Day 2018, and a photo, I'll show you, which was said to show Huma Abedin wearing a mask, which I don't know whether this is supposed to be her wearing a mask and then she separately wears the girl's face as a mask, or whether the photo, which I'm about to show you, is supposed to be her wearing the girl's face as a mask. It doesn't clarify. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the photo that is said to show Huma Abedin wearing a mask had actually been taken from the website of a Washington, D.C. Indian restaurant called Hush Supper Club. It was just a video of Hush Supper Club's, like, owner. So,
That sounds more like a place that you would traffic children through.
Yeah. So that's the picture. She's clearly wearing, like, this is a woman.
That's like a masquerade-y type mask.
Yeah. A woman with, I will say, a skin tone darker than Humor Abedin's, clearly wearing a gold masquerade mask. That was one of the ones that was said to be from this video, which is ridiculous. I can't believe anyone. Actually, I will say, though, a lot of people were circulating it, like, with a sepia filter on it. But still, that doesn't look like a girl's face over a woman's face. What are you Googling?
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wanted to look up this lady and see what she looks like.
Huma Abedin or the lady from the restaurant?
Huma Abedin.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's supposed to be her wearing a kid's face?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm not sure. The video is supposed to have Huma Abedin wearing a child's face as a mask. But are we actually pretending that this looks like part of a child's face?
But the picture demonstrates that she has worn a mask before. So she's very likely to wear a child's face as a mask.
I mean, yeah, maybe there's a part of the video where she wears a masquerade mask and then switches to the child's face. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. Hmm. So despite how fucking stupid this is, this conspiracy spread quite far among fire conspiracy theorists and QAnon believers. Not only did many believe this story is true, but they added additional layers to it. For example, there's an additional rumor that spread from Frazzledrip that multiple officers from the New York Police Department saw the Frazzledrip video. They had been killed by Clinton, who then covered up the murders by making them look like suicides or like homicides committed by other people. In fact, it appears.
Do you believe that person thinks that Hillary Clinton herself actually murdered these people with her own bare hands, or do you think that they believe that she got other people to do it?
Oh, I assume that they meant she hired hits on these people.
Oh man!
But yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Hillary Clinton fillets girls' faces. Why not kill people with their bare hand?
Yeah. Can you get I don't want to ask if you can get your face filleted without dying.
I don't. Oh, no. The story, when reported from other sources, they made it seem like. No, yeah. They made it seem like, yeah, they filleted her face and then, like, paraded around her with her face on their face to scare her. So, yeah, it implies
because she's ugly, because the little kid's ugly?
What?
They wore her face to scare her because she's ugly?
Yeah. But yeah, it is implied that she was still alive after they filleted her face.
Hmm.
So it does appear that Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Frazzledrip believer, or at least was at one time. In May of 2018, which is shortly after Your News Wire first spread this Frazzledrip conspiracy, unrelated, seemingly, Marjorie Taylor Greene posted a picture of the mother of the slain New York Police Department detective named, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but Miosotis Familia. And the mother of this slain.
You're saying his last name is Family?
Well, yes, it seems that way. Oh, it's a woman, though. Not him. Her. Yes. Okay. He's like, yeah. So the mother of...
You can't get more wholesome than that.
Yeah. The mother of the slain police officer was with Donald Trump. Miosotis Familia was an officer killed in the line of duty. She was assassinated without warning by a career criminal named Alexander Bonds, a lone parolee who was said to hate the police and had a history of mental illness. So, you know, tragic situation. It's actually unclear from the reporting I read why Greene originally posted the photo. Like, was it just to be like, oh, look, Trump supports police or what? Like, I don't know what the original caption said with that photo. But under this photo, a commenter apparently wrote, This is the mother of a New York Police Department officer who watched a horrific video seized on Anthony Weiner's laptop of Huma and Hillary filleting a child's face. This was another Hillary hit. And you know, that's fine. That's just a random commenter. But Green liked the comment and said, yes, familia. Which I was like, what? And then in a later comment,
she had, in her defense, she had just seen the Fast and Furious.
And then in a later comment, Green went further saying, quote, I post things sometimes to see who knows things. Most of the time, people don't. I'm glad to see your comment. I've decided it's time to start doing a lot more videos and engage further in the fight. Most people honestly don't know so much. The mainstream media disinformation warfare has won for too long.
Cool.
Yeah. Surprisingly, this wasn't the only time Frazzle Trip came up in relation to a congressperson. In 2018, do you remember there was like a congressional hearing with, I don't know why I even remember that this happened. There was a congressional hearing with Google CEO, I don't know his name, Sundar Pichai?
Sure.
Pichai, in front of the House Judiciary Committee. I just remember it because apparently a lot of Congress people are stupid and they were like asking him about iPhones and all sorts of stuff that like didn't make sense.
Tell me about Boolean logic.
Like, it was a whole clusterfuck. But during the hearing, Representative Jamie Raskin, a Democrat from Maryland, raised an issue regarding the way YouTube's algorithms can be used to push conspiracy theories. Raskin just asked point blank at first, do you know what Frazzle Drip is? And Google's CEO said, I am not aware of the specifics about it. I've heard some references about it from my team over the past 24 hours. Raskin then says he also just learned about him. What? I'm sorry. Raskin then says he also just learned about Frazzle Drip via a Washington Post article that had been published earlier and explains it to Google CEO saying, one recent variation on that theory, which began spreading on YouTube this spring, claimed that Democrat Hillary Clinton and her longtime aide, Huma Abedin, had sexually assaulted a girl and drank her blood. A conspiracy theory its proponents dubbed Frazzle Drip. Now, the article goes on to describe how the Frazzle Drip conspiracy is all over YouTube, and some of the Frazzle Drip clips purport to show grainy images of Clinton and Abedin committing crimes and speak of invoking the death penalty. One video, which had been viewed 77,000 times and remains online today, has a voiceover that says, quote, will these children become the dessert at the conclusion of the meal? So, and this is just one example that they use of extreme right and paranoid conspiracy groups using YouTube as a place to trade their videos and to promote propaganda. What is your company policy on that? And are you trying to deal with it? Google CEO then just gave some, you know, generic blah, blah, we're doing what we can response. And Raskin went on. He explained that one of the videos included images of a body on a table before restrained children and of Hillary Clinton and a bloodied mouth and fangs, claiming that she and Abedin drank the blood of their victim. The video was removed, but then another exact copy of the video remained online and remains online to this day. So basically, he just keeps pushing the CEO, like, what are you going to do about it? And he basically just says, like, we do what we can, but we want YouTube to continue to be a platform for freedom of expression, blah, blah, blah. By the way, there are apparently, I mean, of course they're fake, but there are other, quote unquote, real Frazzle Drip screenshots besides the horrible screenshot of a woman with a mask, which, Pete, will you please make that the picture?
Yeah, email it to me.
Okay. So yeah, there are other supposed real screen grabs besides that ridiculous photo of a woman with a mask, but I didn't want to push too deep on trying to find still images of a snuff film on the internet. So I decided to not look at what the other, quote, grainy images are. And I was wondering, like, are fake Frazzledger videos still up on YouTube today? Again, I kind of just like, didn't want to look because I feel like I've had questionable... A little bit ago, I might have mentioned this. I don't remember. I feel like I did. When I was young, there was an organization that would promote teenagers from... That would urge teenagers to abstain from looking at porn and masturbating. Mm-hmm. And the organization was called Porn Free Youth. And I was trying to see if the organization still exists. Do not Google Porn Free Youth. So I am afraid of what I Google. That is all I will say. No, I didn't see anything. As soon as I saw that weird keywords were coming up, I was like, no! But yeah, my point is I didn't want to dig any deeper. Well, obviously, I didn't Google more. But it is bad enough that, you know, there's like 1,000 Frazzledrip articles there today, still out today. But even if you just Google the words Frazzledrip, I do know very clearly that there are Frazzledrip-related videos on TikTok, like mm-hmm. a fair amount. I don't know what they are. I don't want to fuck up my TikTok algorithm, which I'm trying to get to only show me snack reviews. I do not want it to show me Frazzledrip videos, so I will not click on them.
That's fair.
So, yeah, that's actually all I have. I was hoping that somehow it lived on and morphed even more today, but that's it. But that's absurd. And, yeah, I hope I taught you something new you didn't need to know and you don't need to know.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm sorry, because I would think that if this was easy to come up with, that you would have said so, but why is it called Frazzledrip?
Oh, my understanding is that the file name was called Frazzledrip. Like it was in the life insurance folder. But you know what? Different stories contradict themselves. So one story was like Frazzledrip was found in the life insurance folder. So I don't know whether it was called Frazzledrip in Anthony Weiner's laptop or whether people just decided to call it that.
Huh.
But let me see. Why is Frazzledrip called Frazzledrip?
Isn't there like... I guess I could see that. Still.
Oh, sometimes called frazzled.rip. So maybe it is back to being a file name or something. Not that .rip is a file type, but like... That seems more like a file name.
That sounds like a website more than a...
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, oh man. I Googled why is Frazzledrip called Frazzledrip. Fourth results. 5 facts, Frazzledrip, P. Diddy. Discover 5 shocking facts about Frazzledrip and P. Diddy.
Like, this extends past just the one event, right?
What do you mean? I mean, there are 1,000 conspiracy theories that are, like, linked to this. But Frazzledrip is just that event. But, yeah, there's, like, a whole lore. Like, yeah, there are so many more.
So this would be, like, under the umbrella of celebrities kill kids for adrenochrome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, elites harvesting adrenochrome in, in Dumbs, deep underground. I don't know. Never mind. Let me not go into it. I also realized, I mean, I'm glad I didn't know what Frazzledrip, because I was like feeling like I know too much weird shit that no one else knows. But like to a point that was embarrassing, I was in a seafood restaurant the other day, and this like 14-year-old was telling her parents about Chris Chan. And how Chris Chan is a lol cow. And I understood everything that the girl was saying, and I shouldn't. And if you don't know what Chris Chan is, do not Google Chris Chan. Or a lol cow. Don't Google anything I just said. My point is I know too many things that I shouldn't know, and I'm too old to know this shit.
Somebody has to, Marissa, so that they can explain it to us here on Y'all Heard.
Yeah. I'm not covering Chris Chan, I'll tell you that. Anyway.
I guess that's my homework.
There's
a book on Amazon called Frazzledrip, Call of Tartaria. And the synopsis says, Sophie and Mason are two young students at the elite Ouroboros Academy, a private satanic school in Chicago, which I just love. The whole school is satanic.
Oh, everyone's an idiot. Why is everyone an idiot?
And then you're like, that sounds stupid. But then you're like, oh, wait a minute. There are Catholic schools, so why wouldn't there be Satan school?
Well, on that note, do you have a plug?
I'm glad that we got to give you this platform to explore some of your QAnon stuff, because I do know that you love it.
I really do. I actually was glad to have this, because Aaron's always like, oh, do you need help with the topic? And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm talking about Frazzledrip. And then I told him, you walked away. Then he came back. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm still talking about Frazzledrip. And I had my laptop open to a page that was like, Hillary Clinton wears girls' faces mask and drinks her blood. And he just said nothing. And I respect that.
And Aaron would prefer that Marissa do topics like Brazilian butt lifts.
I don't really prefer it, but no, yeah, he definitely would prefer it. I'm sorry.
He walks in the room with that research up. He's sticking around.
He gives me topic ideas a lot. They come from a good place, but they're definitely not like sustainable for a whole topic. Like he was just like, why do people eat eggs? Why do they say ma'am? And I was like, that's a whole show.
Because madam's too long.
Yeah, because someone called me ma'am the other day and it upset me.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah. Yeah,
was anyway. It a small child?
It was a teenager.
You should have been like, I'm going to rip your face off.
and I'm going to fillet your face. Fillet sounds really intense.
Yeah.
I don't ever hear anyone using it in that context.
No, fillet a fish. It doesn't sound nearly as scary as...
Let's get some flex. Let's get some flex. Let's get some flex.
Did you have a plug?
I guess.
If not, I'll plug first while you wait.
Thanks.
While you think. I already said it already, but wait, there's actually a subtitle. So let me see. So yeah, I would recommend the book by Jessalyn Cook. It's a fairly new book called The Quiet Damage, QAnon and the Destruction of the American Family. Fascinating book, very depressing, but like I'm obsessed with understanding things I don't know, which is probably why I like research fucked up shit. But like I can't wrap my mind around how anyone believes Frazzledrip is real. I'm sorry, if I was in middle school I would believe it was real. Like that's the kind of shit I would love to believe was real when I was young, but I can't like imagine how an adult believes that. So I got this book because I really wanted to like, cause I told you it profiles five families. And not just the person who falls prey to QAnon, it also, like, tells the story of the people around them who are trying to pull them out. And it really kind of, like, paints a picture of who's susceptible and, like, how exactly they fall for it. And it really just opened my eyes a little bit and helped me understand people better who believe in all this crazy shit. So, yeah, very good book. Again, The Quiet Damage by Jessalyn Cook. How about you, Pete?
Well, I didn't come up with much during the pause.
Okay. I guess I was talking, so.
Yeah, well, I guess I listened.
Thank you.
You know what? I like the show Doc, and I like the show Will Trent.
Man, my family loves Will Trent. Why is everyone watching Will Trent?
Because he's a detective. There's endings to the show where he solves cases. Like, it seems like it's a nice self-contained show.
I would say everyone's watching Will Trent and The Pitt.
Yeah, I don't watch The Pitt.
Yeah, but I can't do doctor shows. I'm living a doctor show.
Will Trent is also funny because if you decide to watch it, start at the beginning and try to figure out how he came up with the accent that he has.
That's fun, okay.
My mom says, I can't watch that show anymore because I can't understand what his boss is saying.
Interesting, because
she's got an accent too.
Where are they supposed to be from?
They're from Georgia. Well, they're in Georgia. And then my mom was watching Watson while I was home for my birthday. And they had a woman on there who had the shittiest Texas accent I've ever heard. And I was just, I Googled the lady's name or the character's name and accent. And there was an article about her working so hard on getting this accent right.
Oh.
But I was just like, man, maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Do you watch The White Lotus?
No.
Okay, well, people seem split. People seem to say that Parker Posey has the most intolerable, horrendous southern, I think it's southern accent they've ever heard, and other people say it is on the nose accurate. So, yeah, if you have a thought on Parker Posey's White Lotus accent, call us at 570-POD-WAD-1.
If you have an opinion on the female lead in Reacher Season 3's Boston accent, then email us at yallheardpod@gmail.com.
All right.
You can also check us out on Patreon. Yeah. Patreon.com/yallheard, where I guess we've been a little lazy this month, but still have to do a movie thing. So
I have a new video to give you.
Yeah. Actually, I've been trying to keep on top of that.
I think I have two new videos to give you because some of them are TikTok exclusive.
Whoa.
Because
you're not a man.
No, because I realized...
Excuse me, Sonny, I'm on TikTok.
Because when I put videos on TikTok, people who want to watch them engage and watch them instead of my friends who want to watch them and give me feedback. So nobody I know knows I have a TikTok. I'm not going to tell you my handle. If you DM me on Instagram and want to know what my TikTok is, my Instagram's @wristvandal. If you want to know my TikTok, DM me on Instagram and I'll give it to you. It's just snack videos, but more snack videos than are on my Instagram.
And remember, her TikTok is exclusively for feedback on how she can do better with the video.
If you give me feedback on how I can make the video better, I will...
block you.
Or I will stop using TikTok. What are the other? Yeah, I will probably block you. Yeah, I have been blocking people on my Substack. Oh, it's great. I also have Substack. I have all sorts of shit. My online presence is so convoluted and messy. But if you go to my Instagram, a lot of my shit is linked in my bio. But thanks for listening, guys. And we'll talk to you later. Bye. Yeah,
bye. Hi.